Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audio content on the internet. With Audible, you can enjoy books freely wherever you'd like and doing whatever you'd like. Download a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial by visiting audible.com/bangbang today. That's audible.com/bangbang. Paul Feig, creator of Freaks and Geeks and director of Bridesmaids, has a new film coming out this Friday, The Heat, with Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock. We will talk about that as well as the rest of his illustrious career, plus a really interesting charitable organization, the head of which, who is here, he'll be talking to us all hour, all of that and more, all on today's... There can only be one world's most handsome grandfather, and he will be chosen tonight on this very special episode. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you so much for that catchphrase submission. M. Foy, there can only be one world's most handsome grandfather, and he will be chosen tonight on this very special episode. Well, that sounds exciting. Too bad we're not going to get to that. Welcome to the show. This is Comedy Bang Bang for another week, and what a week this is. We're going to have two shows, or it's a two-show week, rather, and we have... a great guest. He was on the show, I want to say, almost 2 years ago now.
It may have been that long.
Because yes. It was right before Bridesmaids came out.
Yep, exactly.
And which was my my number one film of that year, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
The appreciate best film it. Of the year, in my opinion. I think it's, and I'll introduce you in a sec, but I think it's terrible when... when people making top 10 lists and of movies, they always put the dramas up there at the top. You know what I mean?
I know.
How hard is it to make a drama? Because someone crying about something that happened to them exactly. When they were a kid.
It's such a loaded question for any of us in comedy because we're always like, drama's easy. But, right. It's two different things, but... comedy is really hard to do, and not to kind of aggrandize what we do, but it is,
it's so hard. We're heroes.
Yes, we are. We're literally superheroes of the human emotions.
Well, let me get to exactly, your interest must be piqued at that answer, because you're saying, who is this person who's so smart about the worlds of comedy and drama? He is the director of Bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. He is the creator of Freaks and Geeks. Mm-hmm. Already, that's enough to put you into the Comedy Hall of Fame.
I'll take it.
And yet, you have a new project which comes out this Friday, The Heat.
Yep.
Your new movie that you directed, and we'll talk a lot about that. Please welcome Paul Feig to the program.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back, we should
thank
say.
You. It's good to be back. I kind of missed the homeless guys fighting outside the window, though. That was...
back in the old Earwolf studios.
Yes.
Yeah. In the middle of the show, we just hear like a switchblade being pulled. And people fighting over the trash.
And now here we are on the Sunset Strip overlooking the beautiful Hollywood Hills.
Is that a character you do?
Yes, it is. It's my DJ character.
Not bad.
That's right. But thank you, Scott. It's great to be back here. I love it.
It's you're a friend of the show, and you're kind enough. It's safe to say that your career exploded maybe 3 days after you appeared on my show.
Well, it's because of being here. I like the thing. No, I well, first of all, Scott, congratulations to all your success.
I'm thrilled
to see you on the television.
It is dwarfed when in comparison to yours. I mean.
Oh, go on. Well, I want to go back to one of your earlier points about comedy.
Yes.
Here's my theory of why comedy doesn't get the respect that it deserves is because when you do comedy really well, it looks effortless.
Yes.
And so people go, like, oh, that's easy because look at how easy that was. And they don't realize all that goes into it. You know, I mean, it's like a stand-up. You see a great stand-up, you go, oh, that's cool. He just got up and was funny. Right. And he's like, it didn't take him 2 years to hone that material.
I think the only time that comedy looks hard, like it was hard to do, is when something like Tom Hanks doing the piano thing.
Yeah.
You know, like that's it. Or Harold Lloyd on the clock.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's the only time where you go, ooh, wow, that must be hard to do. And that's when comedians get awards.
Well, it's like when you go to see a play, you can, or the musical, people are doing these amazing dance moves all over, but get a bunch of people to do a kick line in unison and everybody applauds.
The easiest thing there is to do when you, like if you know dancing, like a kick line is the absolute easiest thing.
Look, they can link up with their brains and make their legs do the same thing.
Right. Well, speaking of great comedy, were we talking about that? Not really sure.
I don't know.
But
it's all open to interpretation here.
But since Bridesmaids, huge hit. I saw you there opening night, the Thursday before at the Midnight Show.
Yeah.
And crowds love it. It comes out. Boom. Through the roof, hole in the roof, you catapult through the roof, you're up in the stratosphere, you're like, I need a new roof.
That's right. I ruin my roof.
You build a separate roof above where you are in the stratosphere, so now you have like some kind of roof up above you, far above roofs that people have.
Right.
And so you have a brand new roof up there. Describe what it's like. Being in the comedy stratosphere, I think, is my question.
Well, if I felt like I was, then I would. It'd be easier to. Every day is terror that you're going to blow it, you know, because I was in comedy jail, movie jail, well, comedy jail too. But movie comedy jail actually is the worst one to be in. I was in that for a while, you know, because after I did Unaccompanied Minors, everyone's favorite Christmas movie that never airs, you know, things, you know, it didn't do well. And so I was kind of. You know, a bit of a pariah at the
a little hard. And then you go and do the funniest comedy in the last, I'm going to say, 60 years.
Wow. Boy.
I think since, you know, those Bob Hope comedies in the 50s.
I was going for those later ones when he wasn't with Bing anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nice.
The ones he did with Lucille Ball.
Anita Ekberg. Yeah. Hey, yeah, no kidding. She's the Countess. I don't know.
That, a character. I love it.
Yeah, I'm pulling out Bob Hope because now no one who listens to the show probably knows who he is.
I know. I'm a huge Bob Hope fan.
Me too. I have a portrait. I have one of a Bob Hope portrait in my house that sat next to his desk for 50 years of his
life. You don't say. What's the portrait of?
Of him.
Of himself. And he sat on his own desk?
Yeah, from 1945. And now Phyllis Diller, who sadly passed away, has a later portrait of him. And so with much respect, I would like to get that out of her.
Oh, so you want that?
Her house, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
So you can have competing portraits.
We'll be staging a midnight raid, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I can see him age on my wall.
How often did he get portraits done? Every
only two I know of.
You know, he used to live, I live on his street where his estate is.
Wait, and we live in the same neighborhood.
Oh, we do? Oh, yeah. Let's disclose the addresses right here.
You playing that music all night?
Yeah,
God,
of course.
Damn it.
But I live over there, and I guess he used to go to the Bob's Big Boy every single night. Someone was telling me at 3 a.m. he would just be sitting there and you could go up and talk to him.
Oh my God, really?
And I never...
All the time I lived there, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I never did it because I was afraid that it would kind of let me down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to meet him.
Because... Well, Kevin Meaney used to live in that neighborhood.
Huh.
And he would walk by, and he said one day he was walking by, because Bob knew him from a Young Comedian special, and Bob Hope had those big iron gates that were covered, but there's like a little hole in the middle. And so Kevin's walking by and just like, he's like, hey, Kevin, Bob over... And like, he's talking to Bob Hope, but like just...
Through a hole?
It's just Bob's face in a hole, like one of those things that you throw pies at or sponges.
Right. It's like an episode of Laugh In.
Yeah, right, open the window. So,
he had a big garage sale recently.
Well, it was a total bust. Did you hear about it?
I heard that they sold everything within the first hour or something.
Where I got this portrait was a giant... like auction that they did, and so that's where all his kind of good stuff went. I think that was all Dolores's Christmas ornaments.
Right.
Is what I was
told. I just wanted to go to look at his property because you know he has
it's
the
for
gates
sale.
Around.
It's for sale.
Hey, you
it
know.
Has a one hole golf course in the back.
I think if you and I team up on this.
Come on, it'd be the new
you know?
Yep, Comedy Bang Bang Estates.
You know, I'll get the little guest house.
Like the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be fun.
Except for just a lot of dudes and some
a
ladies.
A lot of dudes.
Some ladies who kind of like comedy.
That's what I mean. Yes. Get all the dudes. So, Bridesmaids comes out. It's a huge hit. And now you... I viewed it as like finally one of the good guys wins. You know what I mean? Because it really was one of... Like you said, you were in movie jail. And you didn't have as many opportunities as you used to coming off of Freaks and Geeks, which is, you know, one of the best TV series of all time. Yeah. And then Bridesmaids comes out. I just felt so happy for you that it was such a huge hit. And now you're being given your due. You're out there doing a million projects, which is so great.
Well, thanks, Scott. Yes. I'm a huge prick now, though. Did you hear that?
I had no idea. Oh, what are you doing to people?
It's unbelievable.
Really?
I tend to fire a lot of people. I've punched out several.
Punched out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just, you know, just craft service people.
Right. Well,
they get a little...
They're the worst.
I know. They really are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know. But I keep the veneer of kind of... No, I thought... I really... You know, my whole theory on comedy and directing is my whole job is to create a very safe environment where people can try everything.
Right.
You know, because I don't reject anything. If we're on the set and somebody goes like, can I try this? Like, sure. We got a camera. It's got film in it. We got, you know, let's do it. Even if I have to go over time, it's like, we're never going to be back here again.
Right.
So that's the worst thing is like, you know, you had it all. You worked so hard for so long to get to that set.
You're right.
With the script and all the notes and you finally get there. And to get there and they're like, okay, we got a half hour. We got to get out of here and do the one thing. It's like, what are you doing? Now is where you should really be.
Because there's so many times that you look back on a project and you go, oh, if only I had spent 30 more minutes shooting.
Totally. And this is always Judd Apatow's theory. It was like, on the set, just what you're doing is you're shooting so that when you're in the editing room, you never go like, oh, shoot, I wish I had done this. I wish I'd gotten that.
Right.
And so it's smart because the worst thing you can do is shoot the script, is just shoot the script.
Right.
Because all the stuff we think is hilarious when we're the writer, that's generally the stuff that doesn't get a laugh.
Right.
So it's all the alternate stuff and like it, letting it morph. And then we'll have some writers on the set and I write. And then, you know, I like on the Heat that I just did, mm-hmm. Katie Dippold, the amazing Katie Dippold from Parks
Great
and Rec,
writer.
Wrote this amazing script.
UCB person.
Oh, yeah. She's so funny. And she was on the set with me the entire time. And we were just constantly punching stuff up. And, I mean, the writing process still hasn't... I mean, it just stopped once we locked the picture and finished the sound mix because we were still writing ADR jokes. And
right. I love ADR jokes. Anytime anyone has their back turned.
I know.
Put a lot of people with their backs to the audience if you're making a movie because that's, you know, that's gold. You can just put in so many jokes.
Just have the person who's on camera look like they're responding to something.
I think you next movie you do, just have everyone with their backs to the
That's
to
my
the
goal.
Camera.
That's really my goal.
So then you write the movie after you shoot
I'll
it.
Call it Back to the Future.
So I noticed you said that a script can morph sometimes. You know, morphing was invented for Terminator 2.
Wow.
A piece of film trivia for
do
you.
Do tell, Scott.
Are you a good laugher on set? Do you?
Yeah. It's terrible because I am famous for ruining takes. You know, because I like to stand next to the cameras. I don't like to hide at Video Village. I like to be right up there so I can feed stuff to the actors and kind
like food?
Yeah, oh yeah. I like to feed them during the shot. We can CGI that sandwich out of their mouth. You know, I just like to be able to kind of like go, you know, oh, try this, because we'll get ideas. But I'm constantly bursting out laughing. I mean, in The Office, I was very famous for that because, you know, Carell makes me laugh harder than any person in the world. And just, he would just always surprise something and I would, you know... they can mix me out sometimes, but I've had actors ask me to leave the set. it's because I love comedy. That's why I love what I do. I love getting to work with the funniest people and helping make them funnier and guide them.
Well, speaking of the funniest people, you have a movie coming out Friday, The Heat. Let's talk about that a little bit because we have Melissa McCarthy, who is in Bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. Breakout star, safe to say.
Yeah, an Oscar nominee.
What?
For that, I know. Every time I complain about, like, oh, comedy gets no props. It's like, oh, actually, when we did, we got two nominations, so it was very nice. But she's, oh my God.
It's nice.
She is, that's nice. Right. But she's, that's nice. You should do a movie about that. But she's the greatest. I mean, and talk about, you know, one of the other funniest people on the planet. I mean, there's nothing that woman can't do.
Right. And then we also have Sandra Bullock, who did a lot of comedy more earlier in her career, and I was watching the trailer recently. I was like, this is like a return to comedy for her. It's really great.
It's really exciting. I mean, Sandra's so funny. She just kind of cracks me up, and it was fun to use kind of what people know her as and then morph it into this and put her up. What happened again? See? Wow. Maybe that should be the catchphrase.
Interesting.
We're going to morph a hot grandpa today or something. Is that it?
We're going to morph a hot grandpa. If that's not the episode title, I don't know what it is.
That's my new book. Be sure to pick that up. No, but it was really fun to kind of put them up against each other because their comedy styles are you know, they complement each other very well. And they became fast friends. I mean, they're still kind of best friends now. They hang out all the time. So it was nice. It was a really, look, making a movie is always difficult, but as nice as that difficultness can be, that this movie couldn't have been nicer.
That's my goal, is to do a movie with one of those people and become best friends with them. I don't even care how the movie turns out.
You should hang with what? Clooney, you think?
Go Gosling.
Go Gosling.
Gosling. Oh, man. Yeah. He'd always be breaking up fights.
Yeah, totally.
You know, people trying to kick my ass. He'd be getting in there. It'd be nice.
Being all cool.
Yeah. So The Heat opens this Friday. What can people expect? I'm guessing chills, thrills, some spills.
Well, yeah, all of those. Maybe not that order, but we'll see. But it's a good R-rated comedy. I think there are more fucks per minute than I think I've seen in a long time. We actually had to count up all of our swear words because of for get ready for like the TV version. Mm-hmm. And I think we hit about 170 on the fucks. We hit about 80 on the shits. I know. I could not
How
be prouder about
How many did
this.
Scarface have? That's around the same number, isn't it?
I think
it?
We are probably around the same number. So.
Oh, I love it.
I know. So, ladies, come on. The ladies can do it.
The Scarface of comedy.
Yes. But it's really, it's super funny. And, we've shown it a lot, and audiences have really reacted well. So, not to be all promote-y, but...
Please be promote. When you have something great to promote, I want you to.
I'm really happy with it. It's just a good time, and the girls are just spectacular together. And there's other really hilarious people in it. We got, like, Mike McDonald is in there. Bill Burr is in it. Nate Cordry.
Right.
Jane Curtin is in this thing.
Wow, Jane Curtin.
Spoken Reasons, if you're an internet fan. Spoken Reasons is a...
Hate the internet. Hate it. Go on it.
Oh, you
got Never.
You gotta get over that.
I hate to surf. That's mainly my problem is like I had a really bad surfing accident when I was young.
Really?
So yeah, I just will not go on the
internet.
You'll
get led into another place you don't want to be
right.
at. So an amazing cast of just really funny people.
Amazing cast. Crew probably pretty good.
Yeah,
we don't need to talk about them.
A lot of the crew, my same crew that shot Bridesmaids, most of them were back for this. Bob Yeoman, who shoots all of Wes Anderson's movies, is my DP on this again. So for you film lovers.
Aficionados.
Exactly. It's not just a crazy comedy. It's got...
And you'll see some morphing in there, and harken back to Terminator 2.
Yes, all morphing all the time.
All right, well, tell you what. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, we have another guest we can get to.
Excellent.
And we'll have more Paul Feig and another very interesting fellow coming up right after this on Comedy Bang Bang. Ladies and gentlemen, who likes a challenge? I don't. Because mailing and shipping can be too challenging if you're making constant trips to the post office. But look, if you use Stamps.com, you can get all the services of the post office right from your desk, no challenges included. With Stamps.com, you use your own computer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any envelope, any package, any class of mail, anytime, anywhere. Stamps.com makes it easy. And you know what they'll do? They will even send you a digital scale. That's right. They're going to send you a scale. Who does that? It automatically calculates the exact postage. Plus, with just one click from Stamps.com, you can track your packages, you can send shipment notifications to your recipients, you can get free supplies delivered to you, and more. Now, technically, I think those would be three different clicks, but they're saying with one click apiece, you can do all these things. Don't expect to click once and track your package, as well as send a shipment notification to your recipient and get free supplies delivered to you. I mean, that would be crazy. I mean, I guess maybe now they'll create one button that does all three of those. Who knows? Maybe I'm a genius. But look, you will never have to go to the post office again, and then you will be considered the genius. Right now, we use Stamps.com here at Earwolf. We send out all of your t-shirts and the posters to you, and right now you can use it by using my promo code BANGBANG for this special offer. You get a no-risk trial.
plus $110 bonus offer, which includes that digital scale and up to $55 free postage. So look, do not wait. Be like me. Be a genius. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on that microphone at the top of the homepage, type in bang bang, that's stamps.com, enter bang bang, and I'll see you, you know it, never at the post office. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here with Paul Feig. The Heat, opening this Friday.
Feel it.
Cops.
Yes.
Lady Cops. Do you ever think of calling it Lady Cops?
No. The studio at one point was trying to push us on calling it The Bust, which I was like, oh, I get it, because it's about boobs. But then I was like, well, it has to be The Busts, because it's two ladies. So
right.
That was fortunately rejected. No. Yeah, it's interesting.
Although the heat,
coming up with the title.
I guess the heat, you could say that ladies are in heat.
Well, my joke title was Prickly Heat, and then that kind of, the half of it stuck, and so it became The Heat, which I like.
I like The Heat.
I want you to kind of think about the movie Heat that came before,
yes.
But then it's the funnier version.
Exactly. It sounds like an action movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Feig is here, and we have another guest here, and I'm very excited to have this person on, and I would doubt that you guys have met each other, but
no, but I'm a big fan.
Oh, good. Well, I've not met him either, but he is the, I'm not sure if he's the head of this organization, but he comes to us from Aspida, which is a charitable organization for inner city youth. Please welcome Victor Ramos.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ackerman. Mr. Feig, very nice to see you also.
It's great to see you. It's a real honor.
The community outreach program is called Aspida, which means to aspire.
Oh, to aspire. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Great.
And it's to help the youth of inner city accomplish their dreams and goals and stay grounded to the community.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
As well.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic.
Well, you see why I'm such a fan of his.
Yeah. I mean, I'd never heard of the organization, but that sounds amazing. Where is it located? Is it?
Well, right now I'm working out of the offices of John Marshall High School in Silver Lake.
Oh, okay.
And so right there, I'm also a second assistant principal at John Marshall High School.
Okay.
And we have a lot of great programs that we're trying to implement into the schools. Well, my first one is Gangs Without Guns, which is to preserve the self-esteem and the club membership of gangs, but no guns involved.
So you want to preserve the gangs and the rituals of the gangs and the community and the friendship and
the
brotherhood.
Because a lot of these kids coming up in these communities don't have a father figure or a decent mother figure.
Mm.
So they have no community at all. So in a gang, they find their manhood, lessons of life that they need to continue and further their development. And I think that these programs that we're trying to set up down in Silver Lake, Echo Park, you know, East LA.
Yeah, dangerous area, Silver Lake.
it is very dangerous. If you park your car to go to Echoplex or Echo, please have a friend walk with you.
Sure.
Because a lot of women have been robbed and raped.
And yelled at.
And yelled terrible things.
Are you promoting a gunless version of a drive-by, like a friendly drive-by?
Absolutely. There's many examples of that. Mm. Well, if you see a competing gang member selling,
A competing one
selling drugs, open the window and say, hey, get out of here. I'm going to pour gasoline on you and set you and your friends on fire.
Hold on, give them a warning.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It doesn't have to be gunless, gasoline per se. It could be any kind of threat.
Any kind of flammable material.
But it's much safer than a semi-automatic weapon unloading on a bunch of kids.
Very true.
I guess I get where you're coming from in the sense of like there'd be a lot of kind of stray bullets flying all over the place. Mm. But at the same time, I think maybe for me, I don't know if this is the same for you, Paul, but it seems like you shouldn't be kind of, you know, trying to get these guys to be violent at all. I mean, when I hear Gangs Without Guns, I kind of see like, hey, you know, instead we're going to go down to the clubhouse and we're going to play ping pong and stuff like that.
Absolutely, Mr. Ackerman. I mean, I wish that could be the case. Mm. Unfortunately, gangs and drugs and prostitution are human necessities.
Prostitution?
Yes.
Wow.
And you'll see that the community nourishes these vices. And so what I'm trying to do is let those vices continue, but bring the violence down.
So when you say prostitution, what is going on with your gangs without guns in regards to that issue?
Well, let me just say, I do not pretend to be the police. I cannot stop individuals from prostituting themselves for selling drugs. But what I can do is make all these situations safer.
Now,
I also have a program, Rubbers for Mothers. Hmm. Rubbers for Mothers is providing condoms and lubes and safe sex products to young teenage mothers.
That's very noble.
Because one kid is going to be hard enough for them. Right. So at that point, let's stop having more babies.
Why are you providing the lube? I guess that's what I'm confused on. Like, can't they buy their own lube? I mean,
from what I understand from the community is that after giving birth, a lot of ladies do not want to have sex.
So it's a little harder for them to. Yeah,
well, they're not
nice.
In the mood.
It's sort of a gift for the fathers.
Sure. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to get back to this prostitution though. Like, are you? I guess my question is are you kind of the head of this organization? Are you?
Am I head of a prostitution? No.
You're in charge of this gang, though.
Yes, I used to be part of the Latin King Nation, Latin King Nation in Chicago. I had to leave due to some differences with some of the leading members there.
Hmm. Differences of opinion, or
I ended up blowing up a halfway house.
Hmm.
That I thought was a rival gang member's clubhouse, and we ended up killing like 9 bums.
Hmm.
And it really hurt my heart.
It hurt your heart, yeah.
My heart that I'd made such a mistake. I placed 2 pipe bombs.
But no guns, which was
no
good.
Guns at all. No,
held up your theory.
That doesn't sound like a mistake. That doesn't sound like a boo boo. Or I mean, you murdered 9 people. Did you go to jail for this?
What I did, no. I manned up. I took responsibility, and I left town. And I came here to L.A. and I changed my life. I
changed your name as well.
Changed my name and
fingerprints.
I did try to cut off my fingertips,
okay.
The fingerprint part.
Just sanding them off in some way?
Yes.
You're just kind of peeling away?
But after 2, it hurt too much, so I said forget it.
I noticed those enormous calluses on your fingertips. Right?
Yeah, right there, my pinky and then the little wedding one.
Oh, okay.
The little wedding one, yeah. So you moved to L.A., and how did you get a job as an assistant principal then?
I started as a janitor, and soon got involved with the teachers, and they knew the work I was doing was important. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, I must say, they were a little afraid. But I think teachers and parents need help. And this is why I also want people listening to the show, Mr. Ackerman, to maybe volunteer and help their communities any way they can.
So volunteer for your organization, or?
Yes, you could definitely. I take volunteers. Right now, we have another program called Legal Drugs First.
Legal Drugs First.
Legal Drugs First, which is I'm trying to get kids to get marijuana cards here in Los Angeles to get their drugs legal.
Well, that's nice.
I see. So if you need to get high, then you should try the legal stuff until that won't get you high anymore, and then you move on to the other stuff.
And by then, hopefully, you know, other things will be legalized. Hmm. Right now, there are a lot of crime due to the marijuana trade and to the crack cocaine trade. And I think that if we encourage the children to do legal drugs early, then this will get them on the right path.
Okay. So if they're going to take drugs, how early are you talking about?
Well, 8th grade, freshman year of high school.
Just that sort of area right
there's
there.
There's a lot of
that's
pressures
right
then, so that's probably when it would
happen.
When
you need to self-medicate.
A lot of people are nerds, and a lot of people are ugly, and a lot of people are dumb. And a little marijuana could take a lot of that edge off.
That is true.
For students. And let them concentrate on what they have to do, which is their schoolwork.
I'm fascinated that I never knew that the janitorial was sort of the mailroom of the educational
that's
system.
That's the way
you got to work your way up. That's great.
Like, was there a thing where, like, all of a sudden you just kind of, like, kept rising in the ranks because, like, did people get fired or did people?
Well, I'm not paid per se by the school.
Oh.
I am a volunteer. So you see that a lot of the bureaucracies of,
sure.
of going into a situation that is established, those go away when you say, hey, I'll do it for free.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Like that's an honorary assistant principal.
I guess that's a great tip to breaking into show business. Like if I were to come to you, Paul, and say, hey, I'd love to be your second AD, I'll do it for free.
Yeah, you'd be kind of the honorary second AD.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, and that's sort of what you do.
Mr. Feig, I'd like to say I saw Bridesmaids.
Yes.
I bought it at a flea market downtown.
Oh.
A little Mexican flea market.
Nice.
And I have to say, it's the best $5 I ever spent.
Perfect.
So fun. I want Maya Rudolph is so beautiful.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Mm. I was about to pleasure myself.
I noticed
and then
something
that
was going
scene,
on.
Yep. That scene where she pooped. Oh, my God. That's a funny movie. Thank you, Mr. Feig.
Thank you so much.
You say you're about to pleasure yourself, and then she pooped? And then
exactly.
Okay, you're not into that.
No way, man. No way, Jose.
That DVD you bought, did it have a Xerox cover, or did it actually the actual cover? Was it a...
Oh, it was something someone printed up
okay,
and stuck
good.
In a piece of plastic.
Excellent. That's
the mark
good.
Of quality.
Perfect.
I hope I helped.
Was it kind of handheld and you could hear audiences laughing during it?
There were two black ladies with afros laughing in the foreground.
It's kind of like a Mystery Science Theater type thing. That's
I
good.
Don't know
Excellent.
What that is, but I think so.
If you just pretend those afros are like bushes that are in the foreground, then, you know, you can still enjoy the movie.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Victor. I appreciate
let's say
it.
I'm used to black people in the theater laughing too much.
Let's just say that and say no more. So I find your organization really interesting. So you work with these kids. You try to get them not away from violence, but away from guns, certainly. And then you try... Baby steps. Try to get them hooked on good drugs, legal drugs.
That's right.
And the prostitution, you know, it's going to happen. So, you know, as long as you're in charge of it. And are there consequences for other gangs getting involved in your territory at all?
Well, technically, I'm not in a gang anymore. I quit. I left. I'm a mummy now, and that's a retired Latin king.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I still did not know that. This is.
I still believe in the teachings of the Latin King Nation and a lot of their beliefs and a lot
like
of the empowerment.
What do you mean?
Basically, one of the tenets is to stop violence against each other, and put that violence into other people.
That's nice.
So
paying it forward, if
right.
you will.
Like if someone's going to the Echoplex or the Echo.
Sure, dangerous places.
And they're a little high. If they get hurt and they get jumped and then money taken, that's okay.
Hmm.
But if you go try to shoot another young Latino, it's a waste of time.
Hmm.
We're destroying ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
So take it out on other races? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's a good way to put it.
Hmm. Okay.
That's not how I would put it, but it's a great way to put it.
Okay.
To the point.
So what was your family like growing up? I mean, how did you get involved in the Latin Kings? And, you know, what was it like for you as a kid?
Well, my father passed away when I was 9.
I'm so sorry.
And thank you. And my mother had 12 kids with four different fathers.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So I had 11 half-brothers that I had to deal with.
So your father was the only – you were the only child from your particular father.
Yes.
Okay, so you had 11 half-brothers.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, that's good.
All of them younger than me.
Whoa, okay. So your dad was the first. Had you, then he's out.
Yes.
Okay, and then your mom got re- –
And he passed away – In a terrible car accident.
Oh.
A car that he was trying to get rid of for insurance reasons exploded.
Oh, my goodness.
And set him on fire.
Oh,
oh,
and he passed away.
It's a very sad way to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I kind of had to become the patriarch, the family, the backbone of the family. Yes.
Yeah.
And so I decided to join a gang.
Oh, okay. That's one way to go.
To help raise funds and... you know, and to give me a place to get away from it all.
Sure.
You could have started a gang with all those half-brothers, though. You should have kept it in the family.
Well, a lot of them have joined.
Oh, that's good.
And a lot of others have joined other gangs.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice, because of a jumping off point.
The extended family, the roots of a family tree.
It makes Thanksgiving interesting.
So your family is the mailroom of the gang world. So
yeah.
We work our way up through that.
Interesting.
That's a very good way to put it.
Hey, this is like an origins show. I like this.
Yeah. So in family get-togethers, are you all wearing, I guess, different colors? Is that still a thing?
Technically, I'm aligned with the Bloods, and some of my brothers are aligned with the Crips.
Mm. Okay.
And we just did a thing that, like, if you're at the table, you have to wear gray or black.
Oh,
sure.
If we're in front of the TV watching the football, all bets are off. You can wear, like, a red jumpsuit.
Really? Like an Eddie Murphy in Raw, red jumpsuit?
Must make for a very awkward Thanksgiving, I would think.
Yeah. We figure it out. That's
good. Have any of your siblings ever come to blows or even... Are they all still with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
I had to take out my middle brother.
Take him out?
One time, yeah.
Meaning he's deceased?
Meaning I got him drunk, and then I gave him some pills, put him in the car, and I let the car run into the car.
Wait,
car run into the car.
Really? Oh,
you let the car run into the car. Is that a term that I don't know exactly what it means?
You know, when you when you let the muffler fumes go in the car.
Oh, okay.
Oh my.
I had to take him out.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it hurts my feelings. Like I said, it hurts my heart to have to do something like that.
Yeah.
But he was.
What'd he do?
He was a crack addict. And it was he was leading a really sad life. So we all got together and said, "How do we help him?" And we all decided to put him to death.
Oh. You're like the Dr. Kevorkian of the gang world. It's nice.
Again, I don't know what that is, but I think I like it.
There you go.
Okay. Wow, interesting. Well, tell you what, why don't we take another break? And when we come back, I want to hear more about your organization. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear...
Aspira. Yes, to aspire.
To aspire, yeah, okay. It's very inspiring. So why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we'll have more Paul Feig, more Victor Ramos, more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Sir or madam, how do you sleep at night? Well, I hope. I mean, to sleep well, you plan for your family's future, don't you? You do financial planning, you get insurance, and that lets you get a good 9, 10, 11, 12 hours of sleep at night. But look, to get real peace of mind and to get that 13th hour of sleep at night that we all need, you have to make sure your family is legally protected. So look, okay, that's so easy for me to say, all right? Yeah, you have to make sure your family's legally protected. Look, where do you do it? Where do you turn for affordable protection you can trust? Anyone can spend $8 million getting this kind of protection, but where do you, Joe Sixpack, Joe Lunchpail, turn for affordable protection? Look, I have the answer right here in front of me. I'm looking at it right here. It is LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you will find wills, powers of attorney, living trusts, everything you need to make sure your family is safe and sound. Or look, maybe you're thinking of starting a business, okay? You can form an LLC, incorporate, register for trademarks, patents, and more at LegalZoom. LegalZoom was created 12 years ago by a team of interesting people, experienced attorneys, and their documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. Plus, maybe, hey, you know, you want a real-life human being, an attorney, to review your document. Well, LegalZoom has got that covered through their legal plans available in most states. Look, protect your family and business today at LegalZoom.com. Now, I must tell you, LegalZoom is not a law firm, but you can use it to find an attorney and get self-help services at your specific direction. For more savings, enter Bang Bang in the referral box at checkout. That is LegalZoom.com. Enter Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have Paul Feig, director of The Heat, here with us.
Yes.
And it comes out this Friday. Go see it. When would you say go see it? Wait till Sunday after the grosses have been reported?
No, give me a big Friday.
Big Friday is what you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I don't get calls from the agents going like, it doesn't look good.
Little insider tip.
Oh, you did?
It's hilarious.
Oh, no, I know.
It's hilarious.
Excellent.
Very good, Mr. Feig.
Thank you so much. That had a Xerox cover, too, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
I've noticed, Victor, you have a selective lisp. Some S's you have trouble with, some you don't.
That's true, isn't it?
Interesting. All right. Well, Victor is the head. You're the head of the organization?
I'm a head of Aspira, which means aspire to greatness, aspire to individual greatness.
Right. And it's certainly not like a kind of the head of like a mafia type organization.
Absolutely not. No. We have government funding. We're providing
government funding.
We got government funded. We're providing school for kids of a low income. And also what we do is we provide other programs like Guns Not Gangs, Rubbers for Mothers. A new one that we're implementing now is called Bully Busters.
Bully Busters. I'm trying to guess what this could be, and I literally have no idea.
Having created Freaks and Geeks, I'm a fan of getting rid of bullies.
Sure, you know?
So,
of course.
I'm very interested.
Well, you're going to love this, Mr. Feig.
Yeah.
What we do is we accept the request of young kids to help them deal with bullying.
Okay.
Right now, internets, you can't escape the bullions.
It's everywhere. Cyberbullyings, regular bullyings. Those are two kinds of bullyings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they're both terribly destructive.
Mm-hmm.
What we'll do is we'll find out who the bullies are, and me and a few of my friends will get dressed up. I wear a Scream mask from the movie Scream.
From the movie Scream 1, Scream 2, Scream 3, and Scream 4.
Oh.
The mask is featured in all of them prominently, and I wear that mask. And my friends, depending on what costume is hot at the time, I mean, the last time we did it, it was Angry Birds. So my friends dressed up like Angry Birds. I dressed up like the Scream creature.
Sure.
And we'll break into a house, and we'll find the bully, and we'll put a shotgun in their mouth and say, "The bully stops now."
Now, but there is a gun, though. Now, this is kind of going
it's
against...
It's a gun. It's a sawed-off shotgun that is not loaded.
Oh, okay. So that technically, I guess, is...
Absolutely. We don't want any mistakes. We just want to let these kids know that this is not the way to conduct yourself in a school or any kind of situation. Because bullies sometimes, they'll graduate and become bullies in real life.
Oh, sure. Yeah. They're not just high school bullies.
No.
A lot of times, they take it to college and the workforce.
Once a bully, always a bully, I like to say. So this might be good for kind of nipping that in the bud, if you will.
Do they ever get confused about the costumes? Do they ever say, "Hey, why are you dressed as the Angry Birds, or why are you the Scream guy?"
They're very confused, very scared. A lot of times parents will get up and they'll get very terrified. But
so the parents will come in, really?
The parents will have to know now. The parents right now know, hey, there's dudes breaking into my house, dressed like Scream, dressed like Angry Birds, putting a shotgun in my kid's face. Something's up with this kid, and I need to, find out what's going on. So a lot of times we get the whole family involved.
Sure,
And that's Bully Busters. You can go online at www.bullybusters.com.
www.com.
Oh, that's
bullybusters.com. Okay, we want to make sure we get that right because...
Yeah, it was a little technical snafu, but it's www.com bullybusters.com.
Great.
Okay. Now, if I were to get you like Sandra Bullock's wardrobe from The Heat, maybe you could go as one of the Heat characters.
I
need all the promotion I can get. So,
I mean, if you want me to do that, I definitely could do that.
A scared bully can still buy a movie ticket, so let's just not forget that.
Or maybe like what's hot right now, like Psy, the Gangnam Style, maybe you could all dress up like him and...
It has to be something, you know, because we don't have a lot of money. Most of the funding we get go into the schools and safety, teaching kids about pregnancy. So we go into like a...
How to get pregnant? Is that what you...
Exactly.
No, that's...
We want to teach them how to get pregnant.
Oh, very nice.
Because a lot of these girls are becoming just straight up hoes.
Yeah.
And not
It's a better way to trap a man.
They don't even know what their junk... How it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you want to show them exactly the process by which they will get pregnant with their many
pregnant,
children.
Get pregnant, trap a young man, get him on the straight and narrow, have a family.
Yeah, like a mother school, if you will.
Yeah. A lot of times in L.A., also, you can kind of, like, get a Laker, you know, like a professional athlete, you know? Like, is there some sort of course on how to hang around a locker room
and,
you know, get yourself a rich guy?
Yeah, well, definitely there's clubs you can go to and hang out with some of the sports stars, and there are many in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, the Showtime Lakers. Remember them?
Oh,
yeah.
Was that your favorite Lakers era?
That really was. That was a good time.
You got Magic Showtime Johnson. Lakers. You got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Boy, remember them?
Oh, Bill Worthy.
Sure.
Oh. Who's the guy, the white dude with the glasses?
Oh,
who was it? Blanking on his name. He was everybody hated him for a while, and then. Oh no, I'm thinking of Bill Lanier. No, I'm so not a sports fan.
Oh yeah, no,
I'm
no,
just treading water.
Paul is wearing a suit and a bow tie. Yeah. He's struggling with a sports reference.
Trying so hard to be.
I feel like we may have gotten off track talking about the Showtime Lakers, but I'm game to talk about them for a while, if you guys are.
Oh, yeah, I'm right on board. I love Magic Johnson.
Oh, sure.
Love Magic Johnson. Kareem.
Sure.
Remember when Kareem fought Ruth Lee?
that I've seen.
Crazy shit.
Airplane, that's a comedy movie.
That's right, he was in that, yeah.
There we go. But, okay, so why were we talking about the Showtime Lakers? Oh, yeah. So these are just the Bully Busters. You don't have a lot of money. You were saying about Size Gangnam Style. You can't afford the tuxedo aspect of the costume?
That's right. So what we usually do is we go into, like, Rite Aid right after Halloween and see what they got. And,
60% off sale.
60% off, and you have a wellness card.
Mm-hmm. If you shoplift it, it's 100% off.
That's right. I don't tell people that you should do this, but what I do is you buy like a pack of Ludens,
and the cough drops,
and that's like $1.75.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But while you're doing that, your buddies are back there stuffing a bunch of stuff in their shirts, and that's usually how.
So it still costs you a little bit to get
a little
stuff,
bit
right? Small investment,
but that keeps everybody, that keeps security and everybody looking at you.
And if you amortize that over 5-6 costumes,
It's really you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're getting your money's worth. Yeah,
and you're still helping out the store because it's not like a straight loss.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean for what you pay for those costumes, you know what I mean, at wholesale.
The mark, please.
Yeah, please.
They have it coming, basically.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I like it. And that's how I feel about, the way he watches movies is Hollywood has it coming.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's too much money. Too much money in here.
Like all these rich salaries for people. You know what I mean? So anyway, back to your program, Bully Busters. It sounds like, do you have any costumes coming up, or are you waiting for this Halloween to kind of see what you're going to transform into next?
Yeah, I just want to say the point isn't just to play dress up. We are threatening people's lives to make their behavior correct.
Yeah, but that sounded like the most fun part of it.
It is fun, I guess so. I mean, a couple years ago, we all went in as SpongeBob's and cut a guy's hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be
the hair
terrifying.
On the top of his head?
He had long hair, and he was calling girls fat. So we cut his hair.
Yeah.
Nice.
And did you donate that hair to some organization or
Locks for Love,
or just make him eat it? Or
I don't. Those are great ideas.
Two totally separate ideas, but both of them great.
They come up fused together. Right.
How severe their bullying is, one we could force them to eat their hair. The other one is to force them to donate their hair to cancer.
Yeah,
because a lot of people get cancer poisons and their hairs all fall out.
That's true.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see the future of this organization? Like, what do you see if it becomes wildly successful? Like, I hope that it does. And Paul, back me up on this. I hope that this is a success for people.
Well, I've donated some money to it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's oddly tax deductible.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, they're recognized.
Thank
by
you
the government.
Very much.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
We bought a van with that money.
Wow. What do you use the van for, may I ask?
To pick up hoes.
Is it
It's also like a whole rehabilitation situation we have.
But are you filming it? That's my one question.
We document it.
You document. So you're picking up hoes on the street. Is it kind of like a bang bus type situation? Is that?
I don't know what that is. But what we do, I don't know what that is. But what we do is we bring hoes into the van, and we'll smoke a little weed, legal, and we'll bang them. We'll shoot this on video. And then when they're in a comfortable place, we'll start talking about, like, is this the best way to be living your life?
Sure.
You know?
Nice. That's nice.
Maybe there's
Are the
a
cameras
change.
Running at that point?
No.
You've turned it off.
Is that when they first turn on, I think, actually.
Right.
I was actually at one of the fundraisers, and you had an amazing silent auction. Some of those items were fantastic.
Mm. Oh, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had... We're lucky enough to get a Phyllis Diller painting.
Right.
Wait, a painting of Phyllis Diller?
A painting by Phyllis Diller. Phyllis Diller was a magical artist.
Mm. You don't say. I had no idea. What was the subject?
I thought she bought them. I didn't know she did them. My goodness.
Yeah, what was the subject, you know?
It's just a lady. She did a lot of ladies with funny hats.
Okay.
Did you ever paint you cutting people's hair off and may force
them
to eat it?
Man, I wish. You know, but Miss Phyllis Diller passed away.
Yeah,
Miss Phyllis Diller was a patron of our institution.
Oh.
Donating many, many items.
Wow. Meaning...
I would have thought that.
Did she actually donate them, or are you...
She...
Did you acquire these by any other means, or...
One of my friends was working on her yard.
Okay.
And took a few things.
Okay.
And I'm not very proud of that, but I am proud of the things we were able to do with some of the money we raised.
Sure. Oh, so you've sold some of these items.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, yeah, where do you see the future of this organization? I mean, if it were a huge just success, what would you do?
Well, I would like to get accredited and open up a university.
Wow.
Right there in beautiful Silver Lake.
Silver Lake, yeah, of course.
And just, you know, people could take classes online on how to straighten out their lives, how to like get off drugs, how to get on drugs.
You'd rather they be online.
So it's yeah. Like oh, yeah.
A virtual university.
We don't have to have a big building.
Oh, okay.
Keep the
mostly we
low.
Just get the money, it goes into PayPal, and then the person gets education online or on their iPhones. A lot of times people are doing everything on iPhones.
Sure. It sounds to me like you're trying to put a spin on it, like it's a modern spin, people doing things on iPhones, when really you just don't want to pay for anything other than a website. You're trying to keep this money.
Unfortunately, that is absolutely right.
Oh, unfortunately.
Because if I had all the money in the world, I would certainly build universities, I would build rehab centers, I would build hospitals, but we don't have that right now.
But it doesn't take all the money in the world to do this. People build hospitals every day. Every day a new hospital is built.
That is true.
That is true. But not by me.
Not in Silver Lake.
That's right. No one comes to me and says, hey, let's build a hospital with you.
Maybe now they will, though, now that they heard this.
Sure. I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm definitely willing to take this to the next level.
Yeah.
And get our own building. But for now, we have a PayPal account. You sign into either one of these websites, www.com, bullybusters.com.
Sure, yeah. That'll take you.
That'll link you into...
You have another one? www.com.
Ramos University.
www.com, RamosUniversity.com.
Oh.
Okay. Interesting.
That's right.
Wow.
www.com, RamosUniversity.com.
It's not dot biz, is it?
It should be dot org.
There's a dot org at the end of it.
It should be dot org. I gotta look at that.
Yeah. I have your website right here. It's actually www.com, RamosUniversity.com.biz. .org.
.tv.
Can you say that again, please?
Oh, sure, yeah. www.com, victorramosuniversity.com.biz. .org.tv.
.tv, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank
exactly.
you. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It was a little wordy, a little hard to get to, but I think, you know, it's on those one of, like, bare recesses of the internet, but I think once you get there, you're going to be glad.
If you put Victor Ramos Bully Busters into a Google search, too, that's how I first found him, too. So.
Also, if you do get it incorrect, you could, it'll definitely bring viruses into your computer.
Oh, that's good.
Whoa.
So please be careful when you type that into the...
Oh, my.
Your search engines.
Why are there viruses attacking people searching for your...
I don't know. I guess...
Do you have powerful enemies?
Potent strain.
Well, we started as a security situation.
Oh.
And then it turned out our tech guy kind of messed up. So now if you do any variation on Bully Busters that is not the right... Or Victor Ramos University that's not the right words, it'll burn up your computer.
Infect you with spyware.
It'll burn up all your goods.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Wow. I mean, who are you affiliated with? The Crips or the Bloods? It was the Crips?
The Bloods.
You're affiliated with the Bloods.
Yes. So I was a member of the Latin King Nation, and I have changed my ways.
Do the Crips have like an internet kind of wing where they're out there, you know, kind of, you know, making spyware and trying to attack... Are the gangs getting into the internet now?
I mean, absolutely, Scott Aukerman. I mean, you got everything is going into the computers.
Sure.
You know, and why would you think that the gangs wouldn't be doing that?
Sure, let's get them into the 21st century. Yeah.
I mean, the Crips have some really funny wordplay apps.
Really?
And you think you're just doing words with friends. It's a type of words with friends, but it's actually you're giving money to the Crips.
Just friends with Crips. Is that
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends with Crips.
Or wait, words. Words with
Friends. Friends with Crips.
Words
would
with
be.
Crips. Is that what this? Friends with.
Friends with Crips is a totally separate app I heard about where you just make friends with Crips. And it's kind of like
it's like a grinder for.
Yeah, it's
for
like J Date almost.
Yeah, exactly. For the gang community.
That's a very good possibility. I'm gonna, you know, our team is gonna try to poison their websites too.
Sure, yeah.
And that's what a lot of it is like right now, computer warfare.
Oh. Yeah. I can imagine it must be so hard being in a gang right now. It's like, hey, look up from your phones. We're trying to do a drive-by.
But really, then you got the digital drive-by. And,
sure.
You know, there goes all your email.
I tell you.
You'd really be surprised. This guy, we're in a car going and we're doing a drive-by, a threatening drive-by.
Sure.
Not
sure.
A real one.
Sure.
And they'll be like, I'm going to Instagram this. I'm like, you fool.
You're leaving evidence behind.
Absolutely.
Not like the evidence you left behind of admitting to those 10 murders at this point, your brother and the 9 homeless people.
I have left town, though, so I don't think that's,
okay, yeah,
that's an issue anymore.
Oh, that's good.
You manned up.
I did.
Well,
strong borders in this town.
Well, this is a fascinating story. I wish we could talk all day about it, but it is time for one of our favorite features here on the show. It's time for a little something that we call Would You Rather. All right, it's time to play Would You Rather, and we all know how this is played. People send me Would You Rather scenarios to our Twitter, which is at CBBWYR, Comedy Bang Bang Would You Rather. Do not send them to me. Do not send them to Comedy Bang Bang. Send them to CBBWYR. That way, you have the best shot at not being thrown into the Would You Rather pile, which we all know is not a pile from which I take Would You Rather scenarios. It's a pile of discarded Would You Rather scenarios. I know it's confusing, but please just send them to CBBWYR. I will then read the scenario out loud, and we will then open up the floor for questions. Mm-hmm. You're free to ask any question you like about either scenario in order to help narrow down your choice. There's a lot of information not contained in the actual question itself that I know. So, you know, be specific as possible in order to help narrow down your choice. I will then close the floor for questions. We will then vote. I'll tally up the points, and we'll figure out who the winner is. And I think it's that simple. So here we go. This comes to us from Adam Bokhari, a.k.a. at Agitated Falcon. Agitated Falcon asks, would you rather have a small device in your anus that fires a paintball into it when you fart, or have all of your limbs broken once a year? Would you rather have a small device in your anus that fires a paintball into it when you fart, or have all of your limbs broken once a year? I am now opening the floor for questions. Any question you guys have?
Is it a standard paintball? There's not any sort of irritant. Standard irritant in it?
Meaning in the actual paint itself?
Yes, exactly.
You are allergic to paint. You're allergic to, it's a latex-based paint.
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure that there wasn't like some sort of a cruel additive in it.
No, but you are allergic to it. So every time it fires that.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, I got you. Oh, yes. Yeah, that is true. Okay,
unfortunately.
Well, so it
yeah.
is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it does affect you. You are actually sick for several days.
And that's right where you sit. Too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right there on the target. You know what I mean?
I'd say.
Yeah. So, yeah. But there's nothing else, like no poison or anything like
that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Victor, you have a question here?
Is it every single time you fart?
Every single time you fart, yeah. So,
oh,
and
man.
you are allergic and you'll get sick for a couple of days.
Not like an SPD even?
Wow, I fart a lot.
Really? You don't say. How often would you say?
About 50 times a day.
50 times a day.
That's a lot of paintballs.
I heard Oprah say 12 was the average.
Really?
I don't know why
Oprah
was talking about
apparently.
This.
That's right.
On her diet.
Yes.
She probably wasn't counting queefs.
Victor, come on now. I'm going to have to ask you. It's not that kind of show.
I'm sorry.
It's really not that kind of show. And I'm going to have to ask you to rein it in.
Now, explain what was the limb option again?
Yes. Your limbs are broken. All of your limbs are broken once a year. All of your, this just says limbs. So I take that to meaning both arms, both limbs. Legs.
My goodness.
Are both broken once a year.
Wow.
Under the, you know, a doctor will be there to do it.
Yeah, but it'd be medically supervised.
It is a doctor, but it's a doctor of psychology.
Okay, that's still good.
Still okay.
Like, you're not going to have Tito Santana come in there with a hammer and start breaking your bones, because then I would say no.
It actually is Tito Santana who got his doctorate in psychology.
Oh, no. Like a misery type situation.
Yeah, right. He comes in and hobbles you. And yeah, exactly. So, but that's only once a year. Each arm, each leg.
Can you spread out the breakings?
Oh, and kind of like over a calendar year, every quarter, get one of them done?
Yeah.
Well, that would mean that you'd have one broken thing continuously the rest of your life.
The rest of your
life.
And
you'd rather do that? I will give you the option. I will award you the option to spread it out over the year. Yes, I will allow it.
What is the velocity of the paintball? Will it simply bounce off my sphincter, or will it go deep within?
It fires it in there. It's kind of like it's not like a fastball necessarily. It's kind of like a slow pitch softball, but it gets in there.
But it's like a bunker buster, if you will.
Yeah,
no, very
yeah,
good.
Exactly. It's not like a bully buster, but it's a lot like a bunker buster. Yeah,
they're very similar.
Yeah, Victor.
I think. Well, that being the case, because I fart so much,
please don't vote. Don't vote early.
Oh, I gotta keep asking questions.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's so much more to talk about.
That's right.
Yeah, but where's your mind right now? Where are you?
I thought about the paintballs, but if it's a machine inside your anus, that shoots paintballs into your small intestine.
Yes, basically it's a machine that is located right on the doorway of your anus. Does that make sense? So it's pointed right at the
Will it make it cumbersome to sit down?
Yeah, yes, it's made of soft organic material then shoots something right into your anus every time
Okay, physics wise, is it able to be moved out of the way when one defecates?
Sure,
but sometimes a fart is involved in the defecation.
It's sort of like a vestigial tail. You can kind of move it to the side, or like a skin tag. It's like a really bad.
But then if a fart occurs while defecating, it will snap back into position.
Yes,
it runs the risk of shooting, you know, whatever's coming out of you back into you.
If any tiny bit of fecal matter comes out, that is considered a poop and not a fart.
Okay, but if there is air around the expulsion of said poop.
That's okay. It will not fire.
Oh, really? So there is a bit of a loophole there. So you could actually technically
save them up.
See, Victor? So that maybe might be our loophole there.
Yeah, yeah. If you save them up and just do it when poop is coming out, then you're in the clear.
Oh.
Well, I have to look at a map of my body. And see exactly what's going on in there. Because if a ball goes up my anal hole, maybe it won't break. And if it doesn't break, then I don't mind it.
You think you would just then poop it out?
I would just poop it out, yeah, like a gumball.
Mm-hmm. So, and you're going to consult a map to figure this out?
I'm going to go look at a medical book and see what is going on in there first.
Sure.
To see, because if there's if the paintball makes some kind of contact that's soft, I imagine it might not break, which is the best case scenario for me.
I actually have that information. 1 out of 10 do not break and are lodged in there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but the other 9 do break.
Do they come back out?
Ooh.
They come back out and they're reused.
Are they at least cleaned off? I would hope.
No, unfortunately not. So it's almost a little worse.
Now, what if I as a subterfuge was like, I think I have to go to the restroom, and I would sit on the toilet. The fart would come out, but it was under. But I was convinced that it was going to be in context with poop.
It's just purely,
I'm trying to game the system.
It's purely a physical thing. If it comes out with poop, then it's a pass. If it does not, there's no convincing your own body to do otherwise.
Can I put the machine in my dog's butt and confuse the machine?
I will allow it. Yes, you are able to have a medical procedure that it's put onto your dog's butt to confuse the machine for 3 months until it gets wise, and then it basically detaches itself from the dog's butt and then crawls on the floor while you're sleeping and then reattaches itself to you. So for 3 months, you get a nice break from it. Yeah.
And that's every year. Every year.
That is every year. 3 months a year.
That is a nice pass.
Yeah, during the summer.
Oh, well, that's
so
better.
Summers are your favorite.
Because there's a lot of farting goes on in the summer.
Oh, yeah. That's when you really just let
yourself
go
wild. Lemonade and hot dogs and all that.
Of course. Yeah. Chili con carne.
Oh, yeah. See?
Of course. Yeah.
Refried beans from compadres.
Sure, of course, yeah, in that dangerous part of town. Yeah. Any other questions here about either of the scenarios? Are you guys leaning one way or the other?
I'm definitely leaning one way.
You're leaning.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Interesting. Nothing. Not a lot about the limbs being broken.
Breaking of limbs seems pretty straight up. Is a full fracture? Is it a compound fracture, or is it just like a kind of a cracking?
It really depends upon how hard they do it. I mean, it's not the same every single time. It's
it's like just kind of spin the wheel.
You're taking your chances, you know, and it's just however hard. Who does it, by the way? What was that?
Tito Santana.
Dr. Tito Santana. It just depends. It's chance, random chance. How hard he does it. Sometimes he misses. Hmm.
Oh, so there is a possibility of error.
Yeah, there's a possibility of error. Sometimes
it's very low, though.
He misses and sometimes gets you on the side.
Could I somehow distract him so it would almost be like playing defense?
That's a fun game for you to play, yeah. Sometimes you'll say, hey, look over there, and then it's swung on and missed.
I'd have a shot, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he gets one swing.
Really?
Yeah, he either gets four swings a year, and he takes them all at the top of the year, or he takes them every 3 months. Per limb.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
and,
Victor.
Could I wear a snowsuit to help the padding?
You can wear a full regulation snowsuit.
But the bone has to break.
No, he takes a shot at it. He definitely takes a shot at it.
So what? Like one of those, they train attack dogs, the foam?
Sometimes a beekeeper suit, you get really into beekeeping in that scenario.
Suit of armor?
Suit of armor, yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, in this scenario, suits of armor are illegal. This is a kind of a dystopian future.
Oh.
Suits of armor, if anyone sees someone in a suit of armor, they fire their future laser at them.
Oh.
And they're incarcerated in future jail, moon jail.
Oh, okay, and then basically. They melt the armor down to make money.
Yeah, exactly. That's how all of our money is. It's kind of based on the Canadian Looney and Toonie.
Oh,
there's a new kind of credit. They call them credits. Credit Toonies.
Oh.
And they're all, it's suits of armor that have been melted down. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Fashioned into these coins.
But only, so that is sort of, that's the gold of the future is
exactly.
armor metal.
Exactly. This is why you ask questions, because there's a lot of fascinating detail.
I know. This is actually very fascinating.
Victor, it looks like you have something on your mind.
Yes. Very. I'm taking this so seriously. Can you be high or drunk for this session?
I think you can be high or drunk in either scenario. If you need to self-medicate in order to make it easier on you, certainly. Yeah.
Because I think I'd like to do a bunch of crack on New Year's Eve. Drink a bunch of whiskey, and then call Tito Santana and go, okay,
I'm
it's
ready.
Midnight, come over.
Get over here.
And then get it out of the way right away.
He's at your beck and call. He's just sitting there waiting for it. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So that's kind of his only job.
He has a beeper. Yeah. And it usually takes him about 20 minutes to kind of call you back at the number.
Does he have a lot of other clients? Because perhaps if I got him at the end of his shift, he would be.
He's sort of like Santa Claus. He takes care of everyone in the world. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But he doesn't get tired like if I get him in the evening.
Does Santa Claus get tired?
Well, I don't know.
That's your next movie.
Yeah. I tired Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hit.
No, of course. He doesn't get tired. He's
magical.
So you
wake up like Christmas? Oh. And instead of gifts, you have four broken bones?
Or one. Depending on how you
spread it out.
Spread it out, of
course.
Every
holiday, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sure, yeah. You wake up on New Year's, and then you wake up on Arbor Day, I would imagine, then the 4th of July, and then back to school day.
I'm certainly leaning a certain way right now.
Okay, yeah. Well, good. Well, please don't vote yet, though, until I close the floor.
Let's see.
Yes, we... 3 months a year, of course. We have the skin tag paintball shooter going and attaching to your dog. I mean, yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, now this is in a dystopian future, we're saying.
That is in the...
In the limb world.
In the limb world,
oh, but in the fart world, we're not.
No, in the fart world, this is...
just every day.
No, this is the year of the bicentennial is when it starts, the 1976.
Oh, so we go back in time.
You go back in time, and you get to relive your life and kind of redo all the mistakes that you made.
Right.
Bearing in mind, you now have a new paintball shooter attached to your anus. But, it's whatever age you were at 1976, you get to now.
Well, that makes it a little harder because I was counting on sort of eating very healthy foods, so I could kind of lessen that. But if I'm back then, food.
Well, you do grow. You have your own organic garden.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, so you're able to eat, and
that's nice. I'm not just Chef Boyardee and it's just paintballs blasting all day.
You have a fish pond out back. as well. So and that's where you get most of your protein.
I like my life back in 1976.
Those are the two changes to your life.
Okay.
Is you now have an organic garden and a fish pond.
Am I lactose intolerant?
Are you lactose intolerant currently?
No, no. Semi.
Semi. Okay, yes. So then you still are semi.
Yeah.
And, and the other change, I guess, would be is that you're allergic to latex paint as well. So those are the three changes in your life. Everything else is exactly the same.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. Another question, perhaps?
Yes. oh, my. let's see. So it's four limbs? It's all my limbs, they're saying. But what is... I guess we're technically defining it as arms and legs, as we said. But.
Yeah, I guess. How else would you?
It couldn't be like my private area.
Oh, so you consider your private area to be a limb?
Some consider it that. Yes.
I see, an appendage of sorts.
Exactly.
No, he breaks your dick as well.
Oh, he does, really? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
I've heard that can happen.
On Christmas.
Oh, is that your Christmas gift?
Yeah, it's your Christmas gift.
So he could literally break my arms and my legs and my privates
exactly.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know if you heard about that a few months back. The wrestler, I believe, who was having sex and broke. Yeah, it's a lot.
That's always, every few years, there's word of somebody who breaks that.
Yeah, exactly.
And how does that happen? Because there's technically no bone.
Technically no bone.
In this scenario, would mine have a bone that could be broken?
Yes.
Would
by the way, ladies,
have a bone?
A lot of people get their scientific knowledge from this show. Ladies, there is not an actual bone in the penis.
Right.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but yeah, there is a bone in this scenario, yes, where your limbs are broken.
Oh,
there is a bone in your penis.
Oh, my.
It's constantly erect because otherwise, it couldn't deflate.
The
there's a
bone
in there.
Exactly, okay.
And he breaks it on Christmas
Day.
Does
that result in a compound fracture?
Yes, it just shatters.
Bone out of the bone. Bone is sticking out of the bone.
Exactly. It just shatters. Yeah, it's sticking out of the side of your penis. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Boy. My vote's starting to
Victor, move. Question, any other questions now that you've heard all of that?
You can't break your penis?
You can break your penis. No, you do. He does break your penis on Christmas, is what we're saying.
Okay. And since there's no bone in it.
There is a bone. Have you not been listening
there
to the best?
There is a bone in it?
There's an actual bone inside your penis.
He's been
hacking
into the Bloods email account.
Oh, okay. You've been a little distracted.
I was wondering
that's
what's going on over there.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions before I close the floor here?
I have so many questions. It's just not
if
enough.
You have more,
there's just not enough time.
Not enough time. No, I understand. No. I am closing the floor, unfortunately. Oh, okay. There's not enough time. All right. Closing the floor. The floor is closed. There will be no more questions.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Nuts.
All right. We're going to have to vote. Paul, I go to you. How do you like to vote? Do you like the small device, the sort of skin tag that's outside of your anus with the slow pitch softball paintball that you're allergic to that goes inside your anus? 1 out of 10, do not break. And the only when you fart. Or do you go for the once a year or 5 times a year? Dr. Tito
Santana,
of course, comes over to your house once you beep him.
And attempts to break one of your
and attempts to, and you can, yeah. Sometimes he misses. Sometimes you figure out a way to distract him.
Hmm. To me, what my vote is?
Yes, what is your vote, sir?
Oh, well, it's tempting to bet on sort of the fallibility of Dr. Tito.
Santana.
Sure,
yes.
I feel I could somehow control my diet in a way that I could space out the farting
right
to occur with the
because if
defecation.
If you're eating healthy, yes. You have this fish pond.
Yes.
You have organic, although sometimes the organic vegetables that
true.
You grow in your garden.
I do feel
it's
sort of like a trainer attached to me to keep me healthy.
Oh, really? You're requesting a trainer?
No, no. I'm saying that the device acts
see.
As a trainer.
Oh, I see. So
should I eat this? I don't know.
I don't want to be sick for a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's a lot like, you know, eating meat and stuff right now, you know?
It's exactly.
Like, you know, it's if.
So I think I got to go with the paintball into the anus.
Interesting.
Machine.
Interesting vote from an interesting player. All right. We turn now to Victor Ramos. How do you like to vote?
I have considered many options
today. Sure. Out of the two?
Yes. I've thought long and hard, and I think I would like to have Tito Santana break my bones once a year.
Just once? Really?
Well, one time.
Just one time. I gave you the option of 5 times a year.
All of them.
You want them
all on
New Year's Day?
That's right.
And why is this?
Because then then I'll have time to recover. You know, I'll watch DVDs.
Sure.
Watch cartoons.
That
watch
3-4 months, you just kind of take
be
it easy.
Be up and running by April.
Catch up on I haven't seen The Wire.
Sure, Downton Abbey.
Haven't seen Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
So yeah, I would use that time to watch videos. Mm-hmm. And
what about your charity? I mean, you're going to be out of commission.
I'd have to take a break, but I would have my
you could run it from your laptop.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm afraid that someone would come in and kind of steal your territory if you're out of commission for.
I mean, it's a scary thought.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that Victor, there's a lot of things Victor doesn't know, but he does know that it's Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
I find that very.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I find that fascinating, that whole story.
Sure, the whole upstairs,
all the inner workings
downstairs
of a rich estate and all the.
Yeah, how many servants they have.
Man, have you ever scared a kid dressed up as Maggie Smith from Downton Abbey, the Dowager Countess? That could be good.
That could be really good. Yeah. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Wake up with Maggie Smith looking over your bed with a shotgun.
You would. That's got scared straight. That is.
Yep. You won't bully somebody the next day after that.
No, you'd be too confused.
Yeah. Some English old lady held a gun in my face.
She cut my hair and made me eat it.
And then made me donate the remains.
And then put me in white tie.
Wow. Okay, so that's very interesting. So you're going once a year.
Get them all out of the way.
Get them all out of the way. Wow. All right, well, let me tally up the points here. Paul, you voted incorrectly. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
So, but you asked some great questions, so you accumulated 5 points. So you have 5 points.
Thank you.
And then, Victor, the breaking all of the bones is the right answer.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, you chose to get them all done all at the same time. That is incorrect.
Oh.
You're supposed to space it out because, unfortunately, someone comes in, one of your brothers, actually, comes in and steals all your territory, and they turn the Dowager Countess scenario upon yourself and stick the shotgun into your mouth, and you are not long for this world. So that is technically the right answer, but even more technically the wrong answer. So I'm sorry. So 2 points is right. Yeah, of course. So at a score of 5-2, Paul, you are our winner. Congratulations.
Thank you. I would just like to take this moment to say I would like to magnanimously donate my 5 points to Ramos University.
Wow!
Oh,
so Ramos University is actually the winner. A university has never won before.
The children are the winners.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
The community.
That's, of course, how we play Would You Rather. yes, that's, of course, how we play Would You Rather. And guys, wow, that was a squeaker.
Yeah.
But had a charitable end.
I know. I had so many more questions I wanted to ask. But,
too bad. We could not get to them, Paul. I'm so sorry. I know. You were chomping at the bit.
I'll write them up and
send
them
please.
In.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll get a ruling based on your other questions.
Okay,
later.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll play a virtual game online.
Well, perfect. That'd be great.
Yeah.
On the app, on the.
On the Comedy Bang Bang Would You Rather app. Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, I got to get that going. What am I doing, man?
That's 99 cents that you don't have in your pocket right now.
I know. Yeah. One person. You.
I would buy it. I'm there.
All right. It's time for the only thing left to do here on the show, and that is something we call plugs.
The time has come now for plugs. So tell us what you got coming up. You know I don't really give a fuck.
All right. Thank you very much. That was Ambulance Plugs by Slayer B.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Kind of a Sparkle Horse feel to it. Yeah.
So sounds like a good closing credits song. I might.
Are
use
you willing
something.
To commit to playing that over the closing credits of your next film?
I will. When we are in our editing session, I will put it up and see if it works.
Please do. Normally, these people who send these plugs themes are famous for a week, sometimes less than a week, because I'm doing two shows sometimes, this week one of them. But that would be immortal fame.
Yes.
As long as celluloid exists, as long as the players that would decode the DVDs and Blu-rays will exist.
Yeah.
You ever think about that sometimes, you know? Like in the future, like thousands of years in the future, they won't know what these Blu-rays are anymore.
I know. Well,
films will just go away. They'll be lost.
Well, I think it'll have a different delivery system, and it'll all be there.
I don't think so.
No, you're right. It's probably better off without him.
But wow, Slayer B, you are going to be immortal for as long as these decoders of digital information exist. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Slayer. Yep. That is quite a coup.
Well done.
Wow, well done. If you have a Plugs theme, go ahead and send it over to earwolf.com under the Comedy Bang Bang message boards, and you can be famous for a week or for all time if we have a famous director in here who's willing to use it in your film.
Play your cards.
All right, guys, what do we have to plug? Obviously, Paul, the Heat this Friday.
Heat this Friday. Theaters nationwide.
Nationwide? You're going across the nation?
Nationwide. We're not going to platform. We're going to go nationwide.
Now, this must be just the Continental 48.
No, I'm hoping that we slip into those other two.
Going to Alaska.
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes. Because you need heat in Alaska.
That should be on the poster.
It should.
The Alaska-based posters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the heat, and if you had to sum up the reason to see this film in...
how many?
55 words or less.
Oh, God. I need less than that.
You need less.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll do it in three words.
Three words.
You will laugh.
You will laugh. That is a promise.
Yes. It is a guaranteed promise.
You're guaranteeing
it. I'm guaranteeing it.
What happens if someone doesn't laugh? How do they get a hold of you?
They call you.
They call me.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. They come to our houses, our neighborhood out there in over by Bob Hope's.
Well, actually, they get a hold of Victor and show up in my room.
Come over to www.
Dressed as the Dowager Countess.
Yes. W.com.
Yes.
Victor Ramos. University.com. biz.org.tv.
Yes, and that's where, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. The Heat, and anything, can you announce what's happening after The Heat, or do you not know exactly what?
Many things in development, one thing in particular, but we'll see. I don't want to jinx
all
anything.
Right.
Just more fun stuff will be coming
more
from
fun
Feedco
stuff.
Entertainment.
Feedco!
Newly set up at Fox, at 20th Century Fox.
Congratulations, I read about
Feedco.
That.
Thank you. So, more to come.
That is fantastic. One of my favorite guests here. Thank you so much for being here. Victor, what do you have to plug?
I am going to have a really cool event. I'm showing the film The Heat at Chubasco Cantina 2 days before the actual opening.
Oh, no.
The Cantina Chubasco is at 1228 West Sunset in the lovely Echo Park.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm only charging like $5 a piece a head. You get two drinks.
$5 a piece and a head? So if someone does not have a head, they're getting a real
free.
Deal.
They get free.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That is your guarantee.
That's right.
You know, I'll be there. I will come by.
Oh, if you could do a question and answer.
That'd be great. I love it.
The kids would love it.
If you've written a screenplay, bring it. If you have a headshot, bring that.
Yeah, you love that.
I do. Please.
A lot of people call those Q&A.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's like Sunny D. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only thing you have to plug, really? You don't, none of your other...
Oh, of course, of course. Let me get back to it. WW Rubbers for Mothers. WW Gangs
Knock. So wait, just WW Rubbers for Mothers.
That's right.
If you enter that into your computer...
You have to enter the WW.
Sure.
So it's
no
WW.
Dot, no third W, no dot com, just
well,
W.
There is the regular first WWW.
Oh, I see.
www rubbers from others. www.gangsnotguns. www.legaldrugdepot. www.bullybusters.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
It will be on the website. Will we be able to link to these through the website?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Just come on over to the website. All
excellent.
Your stuff will be linked for eternity.
Excellent. Perfect.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see. What do I want to plug?
Yeah.
Comedy Bang Bang Season 2, July 12, 10 p.m. IFC. Make sure you tune in for that. 10 p.m. July 12th. Andy Samberg is my special guest, the first episode. Also, July 17th, right after that, San Diego Comic Con. I am coming to you. I will be at the House of Blues the night of July 17. That's the Wednesday of Comic Con. Go check out and buy tickets, and I would love to see you. And then I promised I would mention this. This isn't a plug for me necessarily, but Jesse Thorne, who does all the stuff over at maxfun.org, good friend. I promised I would mention this thing he's doing. It's the Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Cruise. I guess he's taking a bunch of comedians and musicians and setting sail to the Bahamas from September 13th through the 16th. And through Earwolf, you can get a special deal. You can go to boatparty.biz/earwolf,
boatparty.biz/earwolf and get $50 off per ticket. So that's the Atlantic Comedy, the Atlantic Ocean, sorry, Comedy and Music Festival. And so great, that's it. And tell you what, let's close up the old plug bag. Here we go. Close it up before some of those plugs get out. Ooh, that's the special. That's Ken Marino with the closing up the plug bag theme. Oh, that's nice. The special non-remix version. We haven't heard that in a while.
That's nice.
The non-Casey Wilson Adam Pally remix version.
No one's going to fire a paintball into that closed bag now, are they?
No. Oh, what did you pick? You picked the paintball. Yeah, yeah. No, you are magically transported to that scenario the minute you leave the studio. Yeah. So congratulations.
But I won't be encountering Dr. Santino.
Santana. I believe. Yeah. Sorry, Dr. Yes. Tito Santana very will not good. Be chasing you. Unfortunately, okay. Victor.
He'll be too busy breaking Victor's legs.
Yeah, and like Santa breaking everyone else on Earth. Guys, that's been our show. Thank you so much for being here. This has been a fun one.
Yay.
And continued success to you both. And any last words, Victor?
I'd like to say thank you, Mr. Ackerman. Thank you, Mr. Feig, for the opportunity to spread the word of goodness.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Mm-hmm. Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Our pleasure. www.org.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, God.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Ackerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in podcasting. Well, who'd be interested in that?
Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang.